install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. We install rain or shine or even that weird thing where there are some clouds, the sun is shining, but you're still getting rained on? Yeah, we'll still install it. Free battery installation, even in weird weather. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. See store for details. Westport Plaza.
This Saturday and Sunday from noon till 5. Don't miss the 26th Annual Missouri Wine Fest at Westport Plaza. Enjoy over 50 wines from local wineries, great food, and live music. Proceeds benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Visit WestportSTL.com for details. That's WestportSTL.com.
Westport Plaza. Experience a whole lot more.
Westport Plaza, page I-270.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solutions Show, inviting you to join us right here on the big 550 KTRS each Sunday from 1 until 2 p.m., where we're going to talk about tax-free retirement. There's no federal income tax, no state income tax. There is no income tax with this retirement strategy. Make sure you join us right here on the big 550 KTRS Sundays from 1 until 2 p.m. and learn about tax-free retirement.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
If anybody finds a grenade without a pin, that's mine.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Be a very good day today. Tell you why. Got a request for a joke we haven't done for a while. It's a really good joke. And we're going to talk about this JFK thing in this book. And before you tune away and go, oh, I've heard enough of that. No, you haven't. You have not heard what we're going to do today. You have not heard, at least I haven't heard, that there are a couple of things that I want to bring into this that I've not heard anybody else ask about or mention or speculate on. One of the things that I'd like to do is I would love to hear, first of all, good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I forgot to welcome you folks. I'm sorry. I want to hear from any woman who, as a young woman, found herself in a similar situation. Maybe it wasn't the President of the United States. Maybe it was your boss. Maybe it was the President of your company. Maybe it was some other powerful person, a minister, because what's going to happen here and what's already has happened is people are going to take sides. They're going to go, well, that no good, lousy, rotten John F. Kennedy, that scoundrel. Or they're going to go, that little whore, that stupid, little, ignorant, little, she should have known better and she could have said no. That's easy to do, but I think there are women listening now who know where I'm headed with this. I invented a term driving in today. And here's the term, seductive rape. I made this up. I heard a guy on the news this morning on one of the news TV channels, and he gave his analysis of what had happened. And he said in his opinion that John Kennedy raped her. So I added to it the word seductive, and I think there was such a thing as seductive rape. It's not violent. It's not physically forceful. But you are, in a sense, manipulating somebody's mind. You may not manipulate their wrists or their legs or tie them down or force them physically, but she was 19. She wasn't wise or smart, maybe book smart. She didn't know the ways of the world. She had been sheltered, had gone to an all-girls school. And I could take either side of this, by the way. I could be on the debate panel, and I could be on either panel. I think I could do a pretty good job for going, well, you know, she had every right to say no, and she wasn't 10. She had to know what he was doing. What?
I think if she would have said no, things would have been very difficult for her, too.
Well, so what?
But couldn't you?
I'm going to take the side of blaming her. And I say, well, so what if they've been difficult? I've been a part of situations at work where I refused to go along with something and it made things difficult for me, or could have, but I stood my ground.
But couldn't you label pretty much the majority of male-female relationships with the same definition?
No, because they
the
don't,
man
no.
using trying to manipulate the woman and saying
no.
certain things to get her into bed or whatever?
No. Not to this degree.
In
not,
high school, maybe, when you're young and you say, well, I'll
break
up with
I don't think that
you.
Ever ends. I think guys, single guys, that's all they try to do when they're out at a bar with meeting
they're
a lady.
They're not 45 years old, and they're not the president of the United States.
Right, but you're saying
they're 18 years old.
He's trying to manipulate her by saying certain things or seducing her.
He seductively raped her. His power, he had so much power. And so much, there's fear, you're afraid of him, you're fascinated by him, you're infatuated by him. It's a combination of things.
Maybe
I'm trying
thought,
to be her.
Maybe she thought she'd lose her job if she said no. Didn't it? She had
no, I don't think, then I wouldn't buy that as a reason not to say no. If you're afraid you'll lose your job if you say no, shame on you. What are you going to not report a crime because you're afraid you'll lose your job?
Who's going to believe her over the president?
I don't think you can ever label.
It's not about him believing her. It's about her saying no. Forget her telling anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm saying think about both sides. And I want to hear from women. There's one on the phone already. They're lighting up. I want to hear somebody explain to the people who don't get it how you let yourself do something that later on, after you were older, wiser, smarter, you realized you didn't have to do. But at the time, you literally felt you didn't have a choice.
I have a hard time with that rape word, though, labeling
well,
that.
Well, I didn't say rape. I said seductive rape.
Rape. Rape to me is a violent...
But I'm taking the violence out of it.
Yeah, but that word rape, though, I mean, essentially, that's the definition of rape. It's a violent act.
Well, I'm giving a new form, a new type of rape, seductive rape, power rape. It's not physical at all. And she could have said no, and that would have been the end of it. But I think sometimes when we want to side with a guy like Clinton or Kennedy and want to go, well, you know, she could. I'm a guy. I don't know what it's like to be a naive 19-year-old. Look at these phones. Look at these phones with women. You're going to find out what I'm talking about here. I think there are a lot of women who are put in a situation they don't know what to do. So they just go with it because it didn't hurt. He didn't beat her. It's no different than what lots of other people do in some sense. And maybe she actually felt like this guy... She said that she thought she was special to him. Now, that's where she was naive and stupid. She was no more special than Marilyn Monroe or Judith Exner, who was Sam Giancana's girlfriend, or any of these other women that he had. The interesting thing to me, before we take these calls about these Kennedys, and don't start making a political thing out of this, because it's not. It's not about Democrat or Republican. It's about the Kennedys. It's about how all the years that the Kennedys were held up as some kind of royalty, when in fact they were, by and large, crooks and liars and criminals. Joe Kennedy was a criminal. He was a bootlegger. That's how he got the money for his kids to do all this stuff. Ted Kennedy, coward, killed a woman. You know, and again, Bill Clinton and John Kennedy, look at the parallels here. Look at this. And he even said his idol was John Kennedy. This is not political. This is not about how good a president either one was. The country loved both of these people. It's interesting to me how once people have decided they love somebody like John Kennedy, no matter what comes out later, Yeah, they don't really want to hear about it. It's her fault, blah, 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 blah. But here's the other thing I will say, I guess not in his defense, but taking the other side. Then we're going to go right to the phones because they're loaded with calls. Is I don't understand exactly why. I still don't know that I understand why she has written the book, because now it's been made clear she doesn't need the money. She's a young socialite. She comes from a wealthy family. It's not about the money. And she tried to explain why she wrote the book, but quite frankly, I still don't get it. I don't know why writing this book, do I enjoy what I've heard and the interview? Yeah, and it's salacious, and I think everybody's having a good time with it, but I still am not sure what it accomplished. And this business about freeing her, come on.
Yeah,
she made she made reference to she was outed many, many years ago by this guy as author. He read an article, and he mentioned her, and he knew about her. So this is credible. I'm convinced she's telling the truth.
It could just be a sense of fame. Maybe, you know, you get some fame from it. You notoriety.
Well,
you're a legend almost.
I'm on the Today Show. I'm on Rock Center. I'm all over the news.
Part of history now. She's a part of his presidency.
I agree that I think she wants the attention. I don't doubt her story, but this business about I wrote the book to free me from the weight, BS. What a bunch of crap. Here, first of all, she says this guy, and this was like, I don't know, 15 years ago, he writes an article and names her, and she realizes, uh-oh, this is me. He talks about her in the story of the book or whatever it was. So she said she wanted to tell her version and get the record straight. What, 15 years later? There's been no more talk of this.
But maybe,
so that doesn't make any sense.
I would think that...
look who's here, Tina Dalpiez.
You hear... It could have just been like the straw that broke the camel's back. Somebody mentioning... You know, what a wonderful president or something. And all of a sudden she's just like, screw this. I'm telling people what really happened.
Here's why that doesn't make sense. She thinks he was wonderful. She's not trying. If somebody goes, oh, he's a wonderful guy. Oh, really? Well, let me tell you this. No, did you see her interview last night?
No.
She loves this guy. She doesn't blame him. She doesn't think he took advantage of her.
I have a problem with everybody just assuming that she was almost like this little fawn, a naive 19-year-old girl, because... There are definitely women out there that use certain things, you know, use their womanly assets to get further in life, to move ahead up the ladder.
Well, we'll never know if she did that. My take is no, she didn't. My take was she was a naive 19-year-old who 4 days into her job catches the eye of the president, just like Monica. Now, Monica Lewinsky, and I'm not going to use the words asked for it, but by her own admission, she kind of flipped up her skirt. Remember that? She had the thong underwear on. She tried to get his attention. This is not the case here as far as we know. And again,
it's only
her
side
version
of
the story. But I believe what she says happened. I absolutely do believe it. Now, whether she's leaving stuff out about how she flirted with him, how she came on to him, even if she did, you don't think there are a lot of people that think, well, my goodness, just because a young chick flirts with you, you're the president and you're 45 and you're married with kids. The heck? So what if she flirted with you? So I can do either side of this. I think I'd be a great debater on either side. Let's take some calls. And again, it looks like I get my wish here. Women who have been in a situation as young women where they felt overpowered, they don't necessarily at the time, they know why they did what they did, but then later on they actually see that they were taken advantage of. But at the moment, it didn't really seem that way. Let's talk to Sue. Hello, Sue. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I love your show.
Well, thank
AM
you.
In the PM.
Thank you very much. You've got a noisy buzz in your phone. You must have a cordless phone or something.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Anyway, I'm calling to wholeheartedly agree with you. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. The buzz just stopped. Anyway... Go ahead. Thank you. I definitely think it was power seduction.
Now, there's the buzz again. You must have moved or something.
Well, I don't know. I'm just electrifying. What
power seduction, rape is a strong word, but I've chosen to give it the phrase power rape to take the violence out of it. Seductive
shame on
rape.
Kennedy and his right-hand pal and all the other power-hungry think they're entitled to crap that the rest of us folks have to scraped to get by, and these people are taking advantage.
Okay,
imagine how he felt. He had a darn smorgasbord of young, nubile.
Hey. Oh, he did.
Yeah, where's the negative
part? But here's
part.
What's interesting. We can't go after him now. Nobody can bring him up and chastise him and charge him with anything. But what's interesting is the attitude that people have that, oh, well, you know, that was just him, and that just was his nature, and that was the way it was back then.
Well, no, too bad. It's still that way. There's plenty of creeps out there. I think Washington is just overwhelmed with them.
Sue, what I'm looking for, Sue, is somebody with a story. You don't have a story.
Oh, no. I was just, thank God. I mean, I would never, I would have smacked his face.
Well, would you really? You would have?
I would have.
But you would have if you were you, but would you if you were her? And had her background and her upbringing and her naivete.
Well, I was very naive until, gosh, I was at least 30. But my mother raised me to have total respect. I had more boyfriends in high school than I knew what to do with, but they respected me. Not one of them tried anything. They knew they wouldn't get by with it. I don't know how my mother did it, but she instilled that in me.
All right. Well,
this poor little girl was unfortunate. She had rich parents who shuffled her off to
boarding school.
School. All
right.
And she was naive. Just look at her picture. That was a sweet young girl.
So I have to cut you off because of the buzz, the hum.
Okay.
But I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. I'm gonna skip through Jim real fast because I want these ladies' calls. Jim, what do you have?
Yeah, Jim.
You're Jim.
There you go. I listen to your show for some fun and whatever. This has been going on for, what, days now? On KTRS all day long. Like you say, it's been on all the news shows.
Yeah.
This gal just either wants notoriety or wants to get the money for the book. I'm just kind of tired of hearing about it.
Well, I'm tired of hearing about it, too, except the things we're talking about now that I've not heard anybody talk about, and I have more coming that you haven't heard.
Well, then I'll listen tomorrow then when you're done talking about it.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's Mary, and for Jim not to want to hear the stories of women who have been in this situation, I think is too sad. I want to hear. Mary, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Frank?
Good.
I do have a story. When I was 18, I'd never dated through high school, kind of lacking in confidence. My mother never talked to me about sex or any of that. I took a class at the junior college, and the professor that I had sort of groomed me. He would tell me, you know, how beautiful I was. He would ask me to come early for class because he'd want to talk about an assignment, and when I'd be there, he would tell me, you know, how beautiful I was. I must have the guys lined up, you know, all of that sort of thing.
And how old were you?
I was 18.
Okay.
And you know, I was very flattered, obviously, by the attention, and, you know, he would tell me not just how beautiful, but smart, you know, I was doing so well in class, and, you know, one thing led to another, and he wanted sexual favors, and I went along with it reluctantly, but I thought that he really cared about me, and that this is, you know, this was a relationship, if you will.
Because you were stupid.
Yeah, I was.
No, you were, and you admit it. You were stupid.
Yes.
What I'm trying to establish here is for people who want to just dump it all on her.
Right.
Is that,
and it's, you
I'm
know,
not...
I, when I finally, you know, realized I didn't want to keep doing this, that there really wasn't anything there in terms of what a relationship should be, then he told me, you know, I'd better study really hard because it looked like I was going to flunk my final.
Yeah, and by the way, that is the definition of sexual harassment.
Exactly.
True sexual.
I didn't even really know about that then. This is back in the 70s.
Right, and you weren't the only one. You know that.
No.
Yeah.
No, I know that, you know, but I lived with shame about that for a long, long time. Because I felt like, you know, I was stupid, and that how could I let myself be in that situation and so forth. And to Tina's point, the person, the professor, is actually a very well-known person in St. Louis, occasionally on the news, and there have been times over the years whenever I hear his name mentioned that I wish I could tell somebody, because it aggravates me that the impression is that this is this person who, you know, deserves recognition, and I know, you know, what kind of person he was.
And that's very frustrating. And if you were to do it now, you would be...
probably in the same position she's in.
Well, nobody would believe you.
Right.
Because
right.
if you don't have any proof, right. they believe her because of what else we know about JFK.
Right.
And if it weren't for all the other evidence and the other people who have come forward and talked, including Secret Service agents, they yeah. wouldn't believe her either, and they wouldn't have believed her then.
But if everyone right. loves this guy, this professor and everything, he'd just say, no, that never happened.
That's She's right. just...
But you get it. You see what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to,
well,
to do, let people
and I,
know that...
I... You know, even at one point, I told my sister about it many years later, and she sort of made a joke of it, sort of like, how could you have that taste in men? And I was crying, and I said, you know, you don't understand who I was at that time, you know? And I think that's the thing that people want to believe, that you're a slut or you're, you know.
Or you started it and caused it.
Right, right. Yeah. And so that's why I haven't told anybody, and I feel bad in one way because I'm sure, like you said, I wasn't the only one.
Right.
And thankfully, by the next year, when he came up to me before a class and said, "Oh, you know, how are you doing?" and it was really, you know, I just said, "You know, you're not worth my time to even have a conversation."
Yeah, by then he'd gotten what he wanted anyway.
Right, and I, you know, was starting to realize and have that confidence in myself, but. You know, if you do come from that kind of background that I did and somebody is giving you that kind of attention and so forth, I mean, I just don't see it. It's not like I was trying to seduce him. It was the other way around.
And you also don't see yourself at the time as a slut or a tramp. You were the object of, you were his prey. And
right.
he was a pro and experienced at knowing exactly how to manipulate you.
Exactly.
And stupidity is what kept you from doing what now you would consider the right thing.
Right. And I made sure that my daughter understood, you know, what kind of things can happen such as that, and that she was, you know, prepared to have her self-confidence about that, you know.
Right. Mary, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Jim. See, what Jim doesn't get is, I know other people are talking about this book and repeating all the same thing. This is different. I'm trying to take this to another step, and I'm sorry that Jim's missing it, because I think he's going to learn a lot about women and about men and about the world and about seduction and power and taking advantage of people. And I think sometimes I go back to the day that the guy called me who was black and said to me, "Well, you're not black." I'll never forget that. And I thought, wow, what a great point to make. I'm not black. I'm also not a woman, and I've never been in a situation as a 19-year-old. Maybe Tina has. We'll find out. But I think a lot of women are. Some women at that age are wise enough and smart enough to see what's coming and stop it. Others, they don't. They don't. And by the time they realize it, you're caught up in something that... And to label them as... wrongly label them as sluts, whores, ask for it, or whatever, I don't think is fair. Sometimes that's the case. But in this one, you'll just have to judge for yourself based on the book and the interviews and whatever. We'll take a break. We'll come back, take some more calls. I got Bean, I got Kathy, and I got Diane, I got a bunch of people. But I have to also talk about a place in De Pere that I want to make sure you know about, and I want to make sure you don't go to another business that tries, I think, at times to confuse people into thinking that you're at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home when you're not. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home is in De Pere on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270 on the north side of the street. Same side of the street and right next to McAllister's Deli, and there's a TJ Maxx in there. That is their showroom. If you visit another showroom, you're in the wrong place. And by saying that, the last few weeks, we've actually found that there are people who went to another kitchen and bath remodeling place thinking that it was Thompson Price and being misinformed. That's all I'll say for now about that. I want to make sure you go and meet the man and his crew, the people who did my kitchen and did our bathrooms over a period of years, and that is Thompson Price. If you want to see their work, you're welcome to go to the showroom. You can start also online with thompsonprice.com.
With a check on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding traffic. Hi, Tim.
All right, I am here.
Dokie.
Just this time delay's got to be messed up here. All right, the only thing we have going on right now is northbound 55 is running a little bit slow between Park and the Poplar Street Bridge. You just have volume building now on southbound 270. Things looking pretty good on eastbound 40. They picked up the construction that was as you were approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. Still a little bit of construction that was going on northbound 255 between Dupo and Cahokia, but they were in the middle of picking that up also. And this traffic report is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. It can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
The Inside Out Show has moved temporarily to a new day and time this Sunday from 2 to 5.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I love doing the Inside Out Show, and I love Missouri basketball. But since the Tigers are playing on Saturdays, on the time that the Inside Out Show is usually on KTRS, we're temporarily moving the Inside Out Show to Sunday.
The Inside Out Show with Mr. Fix-It, John Shea.
Alongside one of my three amigas.
This Sunday from 2 to 5.
Temporarily.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Ladies, it's nearly Valentine's Day, and you haven't gotten that special someone the right gift. Why not give them the gift of Cardinals baseball and show them how you truly care? All-inclusive tickets start as low as $60, and they include a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, plus a great view of the game. You can choose from the Champions Club, Bank of America Club, Legends Club, and more. It's the perfect Valentine's gift, available now at Cardinals.com.
Mr. Holliday touches them all, his 18th of the year.
Fans, secure your tickets to a handful of Cardinals games right now with Cardinals Ticket Packs. Choose from a selection of five-game packs, including the All-Friday Pack, All-Sundays Pack, and more. Check out the Value Pack, which features 10 games for the price of a five-game pack. Backed by popular demand, it's the 10-game opening day pack. That includes tickets to opening day against the Cubs, as well as matchups against the Brewers, Phillies, Giants, and more. Ticket packs are on sale now at cardinals.com/packs.
If your home is in danger of foreclosure, then it's crucial that you listen to the following message. St. Louis Home Retention Group is the only local company that specializes in loan modifications. What's a loan modification? It's a program that could enable your lender to cut the interest rate on your current loan all the way down to 2%. But it's a complicated process. Call the loan modification experts at St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. Here's Steve Scallerin, the president of St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Our company name says it all. At St. Louis Home Retention Group, we are a company looking to provide you the best chance for a secure future by getting you the lowest mortgage rate you qualify for, helping you put together a qualified loan modification package, or helping you reduce your monthly debt to a payment you are comfortable with.
St. Louis Home Retention Group. Visit them online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com or call now at 636-527-5121. That's 636-527-5121. Don't give up hope. Call St. Louis Home Retention Group now.
Kids, you gotta love them. They represent our hopes and dreams for the future. But lurking in the shadows on the road to adulthood is the temptation to get into alcohol and drugs. Not good.
The trucking and transportation specialists and staff at TWA Express in St. Louis are taking time to remind all parents and grandparents to talk with your children. Help them feel good about who they are.
The more secure and loved the kids are, the less likely they'll feel alienated, marginalized, or influenced by peer pressure to start experimenting with alcohol or drugs. Give kids a better chance to withstand the temptations lurking along the road to adulthood by interacting with them and educating them about the dangers they face. But it all starts at home with the parents and the extended family.
This message is sponsored by the trucking and transportation specialists and staff at TWA Express in St. Louis, who would like to remind you that our children are the future, and it's a future well worth protecting.
Hi everyone, Victoria Babu here with a menu of gift ideas for the sweetie in your life for this Valentine's Day. The number one gift this Valentine's Day is a Beauty World gift certificate. Beauty World practically invented the full-service salon, and with Valentine's Day, you're going to find it easy and affordable to create a special day that your gal can have all to herself. That's what we want. We want to be pampered and have some solitude. Beauty World's one-hour massage includes a rose petal salt glow scrub body treatment, a big winner at just $90. Or why not choose a spa facial and one-hour massage for $100? And then all you do is add a spa pedicure to either package for only $38 more. If she's a busy gal, who isn't? How about the Express Mani and Pedi for only $30? They can take your order right over the phone and have it discreetly mailed to your home, so she'll never know until you hand it over to her and she has that big smile on her face. Hey guys, make it special for her, easy for you, with a gift certificate from Beauty World. So create the perfect Valentine's package today at BeautyWorldSTL.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Putting off auto repairs is risky. Put your tax refund to work at AutoZone before a small problem becomes a big one. From brakes to engine, they've got you covered. Get in the zone.
All right, I can't believe that's all the commercials, but apparently it is. I want to get right to this. I'm going to start with B, and B, I'll just say we'll make it as brief as we can because I'd like to get a couple in here. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. Thank you. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
And I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I've waited 50 years to tell my story.
All right. What is your story?
Well, I was 18 years old, married for 1 year, looking for a job, and I got a nice office job in downtown St. Louis, a one-man office, do the typing, the secretarial, the managerial, the whole bit. Well, the guy was a lecher, and he wanted me to do the shorthand while sitting on his lap and feeling himself up, and I was just dumbfounded, and I had no idea. This is my first office, and like my first office job. Is this what happens? Is this what you do? Is this how you keep your job? And I was very fortunate that people in the building knew how he was. And when a job opened in one of the other offices, they asked me if I wanted to apply, and naturally I did. So I didn't stay there long.
One of the reasons people should watch Mad Men is it really is.
It is true.
It is a great it's a great way to get a sort of a taste of what office work for women was like in the 50s, 60s, even the 70s. And look, I'm as hetero as any other guy. If I could, you know, if I were in a position to get a good-looking gal on my lap and reach up there and get some feels, you know, yeah, I'm a guy. But it doesn't make it right. And my whole point here, and you just made it help me make it, is I think there are young women who they don't know at that moment, is this just the way this works?
Right. Or you have no idea. This is your first job. You think you're big time, and like, is this big time?
Yeah. B,
is
I appreciate
what I have to do?
I appreciate the call.
Well, I thank you for bringing it up.
All right. Thank
it's
you.
It's the truth.
All right. And I'll equate this to one thing real quickly, and we'll go back to the phones. When I was 23 years old, I got a job in an office in St. Louis working for a guy, and I couldn't even believe I had this job. It was an ad agency job. I'm a hick from Tennessee, no alcohol, never did drink, wasn't allowed to have a beer, never been drunk, certainly, barely ever tasted it. I go to work for a guy, I'm 23, it's a successful ad agency, I have a suit, I have an office, I'm in business, I have a briefcase. I went out and got my first briefcase, Cordovan leather briefcase. My first week there, on Friday, I was told that at 3 o'clock, work shuts down, we go in the conference room and everybody has drinks. And I was in a very uncomfortable position because I didn't drink. Yet, I felt like I was weird and odd, and I was the oddball. I was the one who was the misfit. They were sort of with it, and I wasn't. And when my boss offered me a drink, I said, I don't drink. And I remember everybody in the conference room burst out laughing. And they said, well, you do now. You know, you're in the ad agency business. And I kind of thought, well, I guess if I'm going to be in this. So I had two huge double or triple martinis that he made me. And I remember not remembering how I got home. but I drove, and I could have killed a lot of people myself. I look back at that, and I go, if I had that to do over, I'd have said, no, I'm not about to knock down 3, 4, 5 drinks on a Friday afternoon and get on 270 and go home. But I didn't do that because everybody in the room was drinking, and I was so isolated and sheltered when I grew up from that stuff that I all of a sudden thought, I've been misled by my parents. I've been brought up in Hicktown in Tennessee, and I've never been told how this works. This is how it works. And so I did. I was in Rome. I did as the Romans were doing. A quick one from Kathy, then we'll have to take a break. Hello, Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I do have a story. It happened when I was 18, and I worked nights. And I did not have a car, but I had an employee who actually, you know, we drove back and forth to work. My boss, we were staying late one night, and my boss told my ride to go ahead and go. He would take me home. We didn't get out after 2 o'clock, and my boss flat told me if I wanted to go home, I knew what I had to do. Now, I told him no, I was not going to do that, and he needed to take me home. Well, he proceeded to lock up with me outside, him outside. He got in the car. He told me it's my last chance, and I told him no. And now we were in a rough part of town, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
The man drove off.
And left you there.
He left me there, came back twice. The third time he was coming around, he didn't find me because I was hiding behind the bushes. And that's where I stayed until daybreak.
Oh, my God. You had to be scared to death.
I was petrified. But back then, it was a different time, Frank. Back then, it was instilled in your brain that you saved yourself for marriage. Plus the fact, you know, he wanted me to put out for a ride.
Yeah.
And I could just hear my mother in the back of my head, and I chose to stay there until daybreak.
Wow.
Now, I will tell you, I never went back, but my brothers did.
Oh, ho, ho. Oh, this is good. This is the good part.
My brothers went back. I had 2 older brothers, and I had 7 cousins who were male.
Beautiful.
And they all went back. And I don't believe that he ever did that again.
I would imagine not.
No.
This is where brothers are good to have.
Yes, they are.
Kathy, it's a great story.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to work one more in here. I don't know what this name is supposed to be. Prion. Is it Prion?
Yes, it's Prion, sir.
Prion. What can we do for you, Prion?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And my nemesis is next door, and he's more scared of me than I am of him anymore.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Wow. PTSD.
What?
PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder?
Mm-hmm.
You have it?
Yes.
From?
Because of rape.
Okay.
Yep.
And it was
that's it.
Okay.
And well, I love your guys' show.
Thank you, Priyan. Obviously, she does not want to talk about that. There's a lot of this. That's what I forget the book. And by the way, I don't even want to read the book because would you agree with me? We know all the good parts
of
the book.
Yeah.
That's my problem with excerpts being printed or with a chick doing the interview as extensive as she did with Meredith Vieira. I have no desire to read it because I know the good parts have already come out. I don't care about the little specifics. It was 2:30 in the morning. It was a gray, rainy day. I remember I had just looked up and caught a leaf as it drifted down onto my patent leather shoes. I don't care about all that stuff. Get to the part where Dave Powers is sitting by the pool and Jack says, go over and relax him. Get to that part. And we already have those parts. There is an event coming up at Chandler Hill in 2 days, February 11th, this Saturday. Now listen up. Because you are, if it's not already booked up, you're going to want to get in on this. This is an a la carte dinner and dancing to the music of Scott Latham and Carl Holmes. I've heard these guys perform at least a half dozen times. What a terrific duo. They're going to be out at Chandler Hill Vineyards this Saturday, which is, of course, the Saturday before Valentine's Day. There's going to be wine and seasonal beers and some tremendous food. If you've never been out there, they have a great menu. and these are all a la carte offerings. So what you do is you make your reservation. There's no flat price. You'll pay based on what you eat and how much you eat. So everything on the menu is priced individually. Here's what's on the menu, and you need to make a reservation, and I'm going to give you the website at Chandler Hill. What a great idea for this Saturday. And if you're thinking, well, what if it's cold? Then you haven't been to Chandler Hill, because one of the largest tasting rooms you'll ever see, a gorgeous tasting room with a great big fireplace. Don't worry, they'll be able to accommodate everybody indoors, which I'm sure is what they plan to do this time of year anyway. They're shared plates, sausage and cheese plate, antipasto plate,
cheese,
bruschetta. That's right, Rat Boy. Each individually priced. I'm not going to go through the prices, but they're very reasonable. If you've ever had the food out there, you'll realize how reasonable the prices are. Salad, you have mixed greens with dried cherries and gorgonzola, spinach, bacon, tomato, and red onion salad, or daily soup. Entrees, bacon-wrapped meatloaf served with mashed potatoes and green beans. And by the way, I'll give you one example of a price. That's $15. Chicken pot pie, Sicilian breaded tilapia served with roasted cauliflower and spinach with a white truffle beurre blanc. Beef flat iron steak with fries. For dessert, how about cheesecake or tiramisu or carrot cake or assorted chocolate truffles? Everything a la carte and everything this Saturday. You need to make a reservation. And to do it, it's, by the way, from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. this coming Saturday night at Chandler Hill Vineyards. The website, it's in Defiance. It's the closest winery to probably about anybody listening, unless you live way, way, way down by Dyersburg, Tennessee or something. It's in St. Charles County and is also the closest winery to St. Louis County. It's in Defiance. The website, ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. What's going on, Tim?
Well, not much more. We do have some ramp restrictions, though, from southbound 270 on the exit to Highway 270. It said it looks like there's a backup on the ramp. There was emergency crews trying to cut through. Also, we have some slow traffic now on southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. And we are looking a little bit slow now on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by Nissan Parts and Service. Your local Nissan dealer now offers express service oil change at select locations. $28.95, no appointment needed, 30 minutes or less, or your next one's on them. Visit your nearest Nissan dealer for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Get a quick take on the day.
Say that again.
Get your eyes and ears on KTRS.com.
The internet, that thing's still around.
It's headlines and high fives.
You're the cat's pajamas, man. You're the bee's knees.
Catch the news you crave on demand.
People of Earth, hear this.
If you haven't been to KTRS.com lately, you're missing a whole new adventure.
Kids, you gotta love them. They represent our hopes and dreams for the future. But lurking in the shadows on the road to adulthood is the temptation to get into alcohol and drugs. Not good.
The pattern specialists and staff at Central Pattern Company in Hazelwood would like to remind all parents and grandparents to talk with your children. Help them feel good about who they are.
The more secure and loved the kids are, the less likely they'll feel alienated, marginalized, or influenced by peer pressure to start experimenting with alcohol or drugs. Give kids a better chance to withstand the temptations lurking along the road to adulthood by interacting with them and educating them about the dangers they face. But it all starts at home with the parents and the extended family.
This message is sponsored by the pattern specialists and staff at Central Pattern Company in Hazelwood, who would like to remind you that our children are the future, and it's a future well worth protecting.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
One last last observation, and then we'll move on. When's Dawn coming on? 4:15 or 4:30?
4:15.
Of Dawn Meadows-Dixon after the news. But just one last thing, and I've not heard anybody else ask this question. This woman who had this affair with JFK, when Meredith Vieira asked her if there were any gifts, he gave her jewelry. He gave her a picture with a handwritten note that said, what you've done for me is much appreciated, and something to the effect of, and only you and I will ever know what it was that I appreciated. You know, a pretty spicy little note on a picture of him. And she destroyed everything. Now, I got to tell you, that doesn't make sense to me. I know that she wants this out of her mind, out of her life, but if she does, why don't you come back and have it all resurface and write a book? And here's another thing. If a president of the United States ever gave me anything, even if I had to kind of just not tell my wife or my husband, wouldn't you hang on
to that? Tuck it away, I would. Yeah.
She pawned some of the jewelry. Really? And that doesn't make any sense to me.
And she was a socialite. She had money, right? That doesn't make any
sense. It's from the present. I mean, this stuff could have been worth a fortune. Yeah. And I got to tell you, if she did it because she wanted to show her husband, here's proof this is out of my life, I'm destroying, he should have said, what are you, nuts? We could have sold that or auctioned that stuff off and probably made a fortune off of it. It's part of history. That part, I don't get. Now, I heard a commercial today for a place buying coins, jewelry, silver, and at the end of it, I hummed and sang to myself, the Missouri Coin Company. That wasn't the company. But what I want you to do, this is, again, we've done this before to our listeners, radio hypnosis. Listen carefully to what I'm saying to you. When you hear the words jewelry, coins, gold, silver in any commercial, once the commercial is over, sing to yourself, even silently. If you're in the car with people and you don't want them to think you're nuts, you can do it silently in your head. The Missouri Coin Company. That's what you do. After every commercial for anything about buying jewelry, gold, and silver, then you'll make sure that you go to a reputable, credible place where you will know that you're getting every dollar you should get for your jewelry, your coins, your collectibles, your silver. The Missouri Coin Company, 30-plus years, solid family business. If you want to know more, their website is mocoin.com. That's M-O.